Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Desiree, the CEO of Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. Happy Saturday and going into the Sunday. Today at Mayfair Mall was very good. Learning curve, most definitely. Especially with your payment methods. If you don't have sizes, are you going to be able to order for individuals while they're there in store, making sure that you have the appropriate handouts, business cards, and things of that nature so that whoever your customers are, they're able to actually pass on the information to other potential customers, especially like their family and their friends. So I did spend a lot of time on developing some pamphlets for that, but today I'm back and, we did a 365-day business challenge way back in the day a couple of years ago, and one of the things that we wanted to do is to, really make sure that each day we took some time out to make sure we were doing something for our business every day. And so even though I don't call it a 365, I think about that all the time. And so with times when I'm really feeling like, oh, I just really don't, I'm just too tired or I just don't want to do it, I always think, okay, what's one thing that you could do really quickly now and get it done to at least say that you did something for your business? And so I would, encourage everyone to do that. Sometimes for me, it's just kind of looking at people that have been in business for a while on Facebook and, other networks and other things that we have done in person and just being able to see how they've grown and to see the type of things that they're doing. That can get your motivation going too, to be able to think of something. If it's not even more than just to, hey, maybe log into that business network and say, hey, we've been doing this for years. I'm so glad to see that you're still around. I'm still around. And, any type of network and any way that you can help, just want to pass on that, I think you're doing great and it's good to, it's a motivation for all of us to stay networking and, doing something for our business. I was scared about doing the Mayfair Mall pop-up because I was really afraid about, okay, am I going to have enough product, to put on display? Is my display going to get customers, because of course, when you go into any type of business relationship, you want to be able to return. So the ideal is that even though we will be there up until December 18th, we close at 6 on that particular day, and we're not slotted for any days yet after December 18th, but I'm very much hoping that we will be able to do that because so far with doing the social media, I did a live stream YouTube video today for the first time, and that was really nice, but I think, I need a whole lot more set up on the technical side of doing something like the live streaming. So, but of course, it's a learning thing. And so I'm never afraid to learn anything. So that's something that I'm going to put in my, that's something that I'm going to have to be working on to get better at it. But I think that you should still put something out there. I don't think you should allow fear to keep you from doing anything that can possibly grow your business. And so the Mayfair Mall, even though in the beginning it was kind of scary, you have to submit, like your, of course, your business licenses, have to have business insurance. And so the whole process was just really great for me because I'm at Mayfair Mall, but I also have my downtown Milwaukee office. And so with doing the business insurance, I was able to insure both Mayfair Mall and also my office where we are going to be doing more and more work too. And I was telling everyone that, for Indeed, I did put in my, well, this is actually my second, looking for someone just to kind of, be able to do maybe like 4 or 5 hours every other weekend doing just little tasks that we want for like social media or for, looking at the inventory, checking inventory and, things of that nature. With the ideal, it would be every other Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the person would be getting paid on Sunday because I don't know about anyone else, but it's, you feel really, really good when you're going to a job and you know by the end of the day or the next day, you're going to get paid. You're not waiting for, a week in the hole or, you know, 2 weeks to get paid or anything like that. And I think that's becoming more and more popular with a lot of companies, especially if you're thinking that you want to keep your employees. Employees have things that they, you know, they have plans for. And it's not always about that business that they're working for. They have other things that they're doing. They have another life that they have to live outside of work. And whatever that is, you know, it's very nice and convenient to know that you will have the money that you think that you're going to need, you know, to be able to at least keep moving forward. So I'm grateful for the Mayfair Mall pop-up. And the setup is very unique, and I tried to show a little bit of that today when I did the live streaming, because you have, you know, your name board is there. You have some shelves. There is a table, chair, display chest, so that, you know, anything that you have to lock up overnight, you're able to lock up with your own lock. And it's elegant. It's not just some plastic that someone pulled up or anything like that. It's wooden, and, you know, it's got the dark colors and everything. So I was very, very grateful to see it. And it's kind of amazing, because the first weekend we were over there by Apple in Mayfair Mall. And this weekend we're actually over by Starbucks. I'm sitting in front of Starbucks, and there's a lot of traffic there. And that's kind of, it's closer to the Mayfair business offices. So even just kind of testing out the waters and looking at the different type of traffic, because the traffic definitely, by being by the Apple store, if you look at a competition, everybody was waiting for Apple before the store even opened. Every day it had a line. So anyway, you know, so that's just one of the things. So the competition was pretty stiff there, because Apple pretty much got all of that business. But, you know, but it's still good that people still stop by, and, you know, and you're able to give them a pamphlet of, you know, something, or something that, you know, you're doing. I had a long conversation with a guy today in the mall, and he was talking about, because of the Betty Boop t-shirt, and he was saying, you know, Betty Boop and Popeye were sister and brother. I'm like, no. He said, nope. He said, if you go and you look in the credits, which I haven't done it yet, you know, you'll find out that the same cartoonist that did Betty Boop also did Popeye. And I was got to thinking, I'm like, gosh, I really, really did like Popeye and olive oil and all that great thing. So, you know, it's good to be networking, but also communicating with people that, you know, are just, they can bring something that you didn't even know to light, that, you know, might be something, you know, you might look on and maybe you can do something with in the future. So that's one of the great things there about being at the Mayfair Mall. So the shoes, so my biggest reason for doing this is because, you know, I have always been an affiliate marketer and an influencer, and that will be something that I will continue to do, even if I'm doing it for just myself and my business. But actually designing my shoe line and also doing the purse line, I think that is a personal achievement for me that I am very, very grateful for. I have gotten a lot of compliments on the designs, and, you know, and being in the mall, and, you know, people assume that you're probably just there as an employee, you know, working or whatever. And then when I tell them it's my design line, then they actually, you know, start to listen, and they, you know, they get the flyer, and I try to, you know, have everything available to them, especially for the fact that, you know, we are accredited by the Better Business Bureau here in Wisconsin, which to me is important because it builds rapport. And another thing about being in business, you know, you are going to make mistakes. I don't care how much you don't want to, you are. It's going to be a growing experience. Don't let people make you feel as if you shouldn't move forward, because I've had it happen several times that I have not stopped. There have been times when I said, you know, I just need to just fold my cards and just, you know, write this off as a failure. And there's always something that inside of me, and I hope to continue to always have that, that says, no, you know, you've got to get back up, you know, you've got to, you know, be able to do what you can do. And, you know, and customer service is like top of the food chain, and you really want customer service. But at the same time, you have to be very careful with your business, because you will have people that are scams, and they, you know, they are not purchasing product basically because they're using the product, you know, or they've gotten, you know, they're just doing all of these behind the scenes things with credit cards and all kind of stuff, that it gets to be a nightmare for a business owner because of all the chargebacks. And I know business owners that know exactly, you know, what that is. So you have to be very careful. So for me, if that means that my sales will be lower because I'm actually capturing people that actually can pay and not people that want to try to get the product and not pay for it by saying there's something wrong for it when they know that they have the product and they still don't want to pay for it because they want to use it for doing whatever it is they're doing illegally in the first place. So one of the things about the business is you have to be aware of those individuals. So I will do more about our pop-up at Mayfair Mall. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. As always, this will be posted on my social media, my blogs, and YouTube is there. So thank you guys. Have a good one.